His Chagan stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Egremont Zoning Board will decide today on outdoor music approval for The Barn. The Town Zoning Board of Appeals will consider today whether to approve that outdoor music at The Barn amid pandemic restrictions that has forced dining and some entertainment like movies outside. As of yesterday afternoon, nearly 300 people had signed a petition in support of The Barn's request, where there's enough space to social distance outside, but it's in a mostly residential neighborhood. A music venue comes under closer scrutiny over potential noise issues, and a handful of abutters are now against allowing it. In their application, proprietors said they're planning only acoustic music with no more than a trio and have found other ways to lower noise levels. They also say they have performed sound testing that found levels no higher than road traffic. The board will meet at 5 p.m. today by video conference to consider a modification to the permit that would allow normal capacity outside and still have enough space for social distancing. They're asking the town to allow entertainment 5 days a week. The Kent Center School Board of Education has a meeting scheduled at 5 p.m. That is a Zoom meeting. The Sharon Concerts are back. They started last week. They're free for all to enjoy. They're held at the Lions Club Pavilion in Sharon Valley. Social distancing is required, as well as masks if you're going to get together. Coming up this week, Wanda Houston Band, August 5th, The Regulators. You're invited out to come enjoy. Bring a picnic. All shows run from 6 till 8 p.m. Social distancing will be strictly enforced. Region 1 Reopening Committee Athletics and Extracurricular Activities Task Group meeting has a meeting on Thursday, 10:30. That is a Google meeting. Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting coming up on Thursday at 6 p.m. Coming up on Friday, 5 p.m. in Cornwall, there's a COVID discussion with Elizabeth Ridgway. That is at the library, and that is a Zoom meeting. Pickups for the Kent Community Farmers Market will take place Saturdays from 10 till 2 at Kent Barns on North Main Street. Online pre-orders can be made for a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, beef, and dairy products. Cheese, eggs, yogurts, honey, and seasonal flowers are among those items. More information at rockcobblefarm.com. The Kent Chamber of Commerce is hosting a photo contest. Residents and visitors, professionals and amateur photographers of all ages alike are invited to submit photographs of Kent that capture the essence of the town and highlight the best of what Kent has to offer. Submissions will be accepted through Saturday, July 25th. The five categories are scenery, downtown, fun in Kent, hidden gems, and a child's eye view. There's no limit to the number of entries per person. For more information, call 860-592-0061. There is a Black Lives Matter protest at the White Hart. It will be held on the green in front of the White Hart on Saturday from 11 till 12 to show support for Connecticut police reform. No speeches, just sign holding contact your representative to show additional support for the 2020 police reform bill. Once again, this is Saturday, July 25th from 11 till noon on the green in front of the White Hart. Taking a look at stories throughout our tri-state region, in Tuesday's report from the Connecticut Department of Public Health, data showed no new deaths attributed to the coronavirus. Also in Connecticut, the positive test rate remained under 1%. As of yesterday, there were 48,096 coronavirus cases reported, up 41 from Monday. The number of coronavirus-related deaths stayed the same at 4,406. Hospitalizations went up slightly to 62. That was an increase of 8 since Monday. Out of 5,548 tests administered, 41 came back positive, which is a 0.7 positivity rate. The number of tests performed since the beginning of the pandemic now stands at well over 660,000. Also, yesterday, Connecticut updated the list of states subject to travel restrictions, with 10 more states being added to the travel advisory for Connecticut, including Alaska, Delaware, Indiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, Virginia, Washington. One state has been removed from that list, Minnesota. That list now includes a total of 31 states. The Connecticut Education Association has released its plan for reopening schools in the fall. Its teachers called for delayed openings, staggered schedules, distance learning, and guaranteed funding to ensure healthy and safe schools. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to be a chief concern to the educators. The plan wants 6 actions to be taken before schools reopen. It described the steps as a combination of health and safety standards, along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention protocols. one delaying the opening of school if CDC and public health and safety requirements for schools cannot be met, two guaranteeing that the state will provide districts with funding for all COVID-19 expenses so that school districts can meet the CDC and public health and safety requirements, three recognizing and addressing the risks for students, teachers, and staff in school during a pandemic, four understanding that moving the economy forward depends on the safety of schools, not just reopening those schools, five allowing districts to begin the school year through distance or remote learning where necessary. For any in-class learning, districts must reduce density through staggered schedules to meet CDC and public health and safety requirements for those schools. And finally, requiring weekly testing for all students, teachers, and staff who return to school and instituting contact tracing protocols. More people may be able to vote by mail as the state Supreme Court in Connecticut has dismissed a lawsuit challenging the use of absentee ballots in the August primary. Also, state lawmakers will vote this week to allow absentee ballots in the November election. This can be considered a victory for absentee ballots, especially now during the pandemic, as many voters may not feel comfortable going to their polling place. The governor said this encourages people to vote and feel safe at the same time. Several states, including Connecticut, are looking at expanding the use of absentee ballots because of COVID-19. Despite concerns over fraud and error, the Connecticut League of Women Voters feels there is little to no risk. Meanwhile, travelers from more than half the U.S. states are now being asked to quarantine if they go to New York State or New Jersey, as well as Connecticut. That list of states stands at 31, where COVID-19 test rates are higher than 10 positive cases per 100,000. State police in Rhinebeck are seeking the public's assistance in identifying a subject regarding a grand larceny investigation in the town of Rhinebeck. The subject is alleged to have used a stolen credit card to purchase a specialized Robex bicycle and pair of sunglasses totaling over $2,000 from a local Rhinebeck business on June 27, 2020. Anybody with information regarding the possible identity or location of that individual is asked to contact New York State Police Barracks in Rhinebeck at 845-677-7300. Please refer to case number 969-8912. In Columbia County in Germantown, Germantown Telephone Company will complete a project expanding high-speed internet service to thousands of Columbia County residents this summer with $4 million from the State Public Service Commission, according to officials. After months of discussion, the State Public Service Commission approved a $4 million financing package for GTEL on Thursday through an Empire State Development Corporation grant for the company to complete an expansion of its fiber optic network. Once finished, the project will double the company's existing territory from 2,500 customers to 5,000 Columbia County residents. Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Executive Director Greg Williams was removed from his position following a vote Monday by the group's board of directors. The decision came amid economic uncertainty for the organization that was founded more than a half century ago by activists and Dutchess County local legend Pete Seeger. The Beacon-based organization announced the decision on its website yesterday, stating Steve Stanley, president of the Clearwater, and Joan Gaylord, executive committee member and chair of the Communications Committee, will serve as interim co-executive directors. In Massachusetts, most evictions and foreclosures will remain banned until October 17th under an extension of the COVID-prompted moratorium that Governor Baker triggered on Tuesday. Baker's action will add an additional 60 days to a temporary ban that was set to expire August 18th. Now, renters and homeowners are still financially liable for rent or mortgages, but they cannot be forced to pay late penalties if they demonstrate that they are experiencing hardship as a direct result of the outbreak. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,840.40, the NASDAQ at 10,680.36, and the S&P 500 at 3,257.30. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.